is Ask Andrews, the informative podcast for Andrews University. Hello, my name is Adriana Lewis, and this is Ask Andrews. Today's date is Thursday, November 30th, 2006. Welcome to Ask Andrews, Guillermo Manana. You are the president of the SA government here at Andrews University. What is it like being president?
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Basically, you know, I'm just a regular student. I obviously take classes still. The majority of my time last year, when I was my first term, the majority of my time was spent in meetings with the administration, and then just meetings with certain clubs and organizations on campus. To be honest with you, I'm not a meeting type of person. A lot of AUSA presidents in the past have just done the meetings and the administrative work. However, I don't, you know, it's important to be at those meetings with the administration, but I feel like sometimes a student representative there is just a rubber stamp. You know, they kind of go throughout their meeting and say, okay, you know, so-and-so and so. Oh, and by the way, we have a student here. What do you think about it? And my thing was, you know, hey, it's nice to have a student there, but I'd prefer to be, you know, meeting with the clubs, meeting on the students with a one-on-one basis. So my primary job, I think, this year, I've really been focused just on organization with AUSA. We're moving locations physically to expand. So that's been my primary reason. So my primary focus. So being AUSA president isn't, you know, very time-consuming as it has been in the past to previous presidents.
So what are some of your duties?
Well, my main duty is representing the student body to the administration and faculty, and then across, you know, when we go out. My actual title is spokesperson and representative for the student association, but I like to consider it as, you know, being the student servant.
I think one of the great things about you is that we see you. You're not just off in an office somewhere and nobody knows your name. I mean, you walk around, you talk to people, you're very friendly. So tell me about your major.
Well, I'm a political science and communication major. It's come in really handy with the position because obviously communicating, I think, is very essential in any type of leadership position. So communication has just been really valuable. Now, as far as the political science goes, you know, politics, as much as everyone hates to say it, is a part of every aspect of life. Being a political science major has really opened my eyes into the processes of government and has kind of helped my leadership as well.
So. Are you planning to become a lawyer?
Yes, at the moment, hopefully. I have my LSAT coming up pretty soon. That's a law school admissions test. So hopefully, if I do well, I will become a lawyer. If not, then I don't know. So I'm probably like a lot of seniors on campus who just are really nervous about the future and what it has to hold.
Yeah, of course. Do you have any particular memorable experience or experiences that you would like to share with the audience?
You know, there's one experience. I have a lot of memorable experiences. You can basically name anything. You know, I think the most memorable experience had to be when I went to D.C. last year.
Okay.
It was this March of the last school year. Basically, it was a it was called APAC conference, where it was funded by the Jewish constituency, and they brought all these presidents from everywhere to the summit, basically, where they had, you know, pretty high politicians up there, and Dick Cheney actually came and spoke.
Oh, wow.
But what they did was they brought presidents from all universities. So my counterparts, MIT was there, the Harvard president was there.
Oh, so not just Adventist
school. No. Actually, we were the only Adventist school there.
Oh, I see.
Andrews was. So it was during this time when it really just opened my eyes to what kind of university Andrews is. And let me tell you why. Because they had all the presidents, you know, all these college-age students, you know, juniors and seniors, they had them all packed into this hotel, and we were all on the same floor.
Oh.
So it was, I was rooming with like four other guys, and they were all presidents
as
well.
Oh, that must have been interesting.
It was interesting. But the most heartbreaking, this is the most memorable one because it was probably the most heartbreaking. A lot of them were telling me, hey, what is your campus like? And I explained to them, you know, hey, you know, we're a Christian, you know, university. And then I kept telling them all these, you know, utopian things that were great about our university. And they're saying, okay, so where's the drinking? You know, where's the alcohol? Don't you guys have, like, any real problems? I said, you know what? We do have real problems. And I'm not going to say we don't. But those aren't the primary focuses here. We're not struggling with alcoholism. It might be pushing them, you know, we might not see it directly. But I told them that, you know, it's not a big problem here. And everyone just seemed kind of surprised, and they kind of, I'll be honest, none of them believe me. They're like, yeah, right, not sure. You're just saying that to make your university really stand out. And as our as the week progressed, a lot of the at night, we had a there was actually a police officer that was had to stay there with us because of all the actions that these presidents from these universities were engaging in. Mm-hmm. So that was really sad, but it taught me that the type of university we're from, we really need to value what we stand for, because a lot of universities out there don't have our values. I'm not saying they have moral values, but I'm just saying they might not have it as easy as we do. And we need mm-hmm. to know. Also, one of my biggest things is Andrews is kind of like a utopia. When you go out to the real world, you're going to see a lot of stuff
that you may not see here.
Mm-hmm. And like for example, when I went to this thing and I saw a lot of that stuff that happened at night, and we had to have the police officer there, it was one of those things where it's like, you know, I was so shocked to see it, but then I was like, well, wait a minute, you know, this is life. Andrews, you know, we're kind of enclosed off of, you know, the highway. We're our own little community here.
Out in the country.
But the reality of the fact is, you're only here for 4 years. You're going to hit the real world, and you're going to hit it hard. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid that a lot of students here are on this spiritual high when they come to Andrews. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they leave here, it's just they kind of can't function in society. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm afraid that's what's going to happen to me because I've been here. I loved it here, and I'm really not looking forward to leaving Andrews. But definitely, number one, get involved. Number two, Andrews has great values. And number three, be prepared to hit the real world. So it's not all fun and games. And
yeah, I mean, it's a privilege to have Christian education, mm-hmm. but we shouldn't take it for granted and exactly. then, you know, not know how to handle ourselves when we get out there in the real world. Well, thank you very much for being a part
no
of this
problem.
Program. Thank you for all that you've been able to share. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the audience?
Get involved.
Okay.
Number one would be to get involved in any way you can. Andrews has so many opportunities to just really, you can just become anything mm-hmm. you want and go mm-hmm. in anything you want. When I got here, I didn't know anybody. Mm-hmm. So, and then I just was able to make a lot of friends.
That's important.
Yeah, being president has definitely given me so much, and the students have given me the opportunity to do this for 2 years, and I just... You know, I may have lost a lot, but mm-hmm. I think what I've gained a lot has just kind of overshadowed that.
Well, that's great. And thank you for your advice for people to be and get involved here at Andrews. Ask Andrews is a podcast created by 3 students at Andrews. Again next time to Ask Andrews.